Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
To the Marilyn York Show. Welcome back. I am trying to multitask right now and upload pictures of Natalie Reed, who is one of our guests in the studio, onto the radio Facebook page. And she's showing boobs. Not full boobs, just some cleavage. Nobody panic.
That was not a shot I wanted you to take. I was trying to block the Fox News sign. Instead, Marilyn got a picture of my cleavage.
Both of these girls have boobs big enough that could block the entire Fox News poster, which is saying something because that's a big poster.
I hide mine.
Welcome to the studio, ladies. This is Natalie Reed, who's talking first, and Casey Campbell, who are both family law attorneys in town.
Hi,
hello,
Marilyn.
My lovelies.
Hi, Marilyn. Thanks for having us.
And get your mic closer to you, Casey Campbell.
Okay.
Casey Campbell has giant boobs, too, and I took her picture, which I'll load up here, but she made me redo it, so I didn't lose her boobs.
We're going to take your client base away if you sell us as attorneys with big boobs
it's
and you represent
true.
Men.
But Casey's married, so for her husband, we kept those private. Those are his. They're his, though. No one can have them. So we are talking about the courts today, you guys. We are talking a little crap about the legal system. And if you guys want to call in, 823-1920 is the call-in number. And you can ask three family law attorneys your questions because you will find out you will get a different answer sometimes on legal questions that have like a gray answer. But we're going to talk crap and have fun. So if you don't like the way we're talking or what we're talking about, turn the station. Oh, just kidding. Or call in and we'll change the subject. But I want to talk about all kinds of goodness, like gender bias, male attorneys with small penises, you know, whatever the hell else you guys want to talk about, because it's our way of venting and making our otherwise difficult jobs way more fun. So this is my plan for the day. So how long have you been practicing law, Ms. Casey Campbell, in the Reno family law community?
I've been practicing since about 1987.
All right.
Family law. Before that, I was an ADA and practiced in California.
You got to speak English for these people that don't speak ADA. What the heck is that?
So I was a district attorney.
Okay, there you go.
I worked for Mills Lane here.
Oh.
For about 3.5 years. And then I worked in California as a personal injury attorney for a couple of years.
A little ambulance chasing.
Yeah, but I really love the family law. That's really my forte.
That's where the heart is.
Yeah.
Or not. What about you, Miss Natalie?
I have been practicing in Reno about 11 years, and I was in Austin, Texas for 2 years before that.
She doesn't have big hair. You guys can get on the Facebook and scope her hair out. She does not have big hair.
Well, I've been here 11 years, so I've tamed it down.
Yeah, because we know she has big boobs. We've covered that one. So you guys can get on Facebook and instant message or wall post, because I have it up during the show. You can also get on the MarilynYorkShow.com whenever you wish and send an email if you have questions and you're a big old pussy and you don't want to get on the air and ask your questions, or you're worried someone will know your voice. And you certainly can call 823-1920, but we're going to get into it without you in the meantime. So, okay, ladies, we know the court system is allegedly a bad system for divorce because it was designed for civil litigation, obviously, and not for a family sort of setting. But now they have that, what is it, the marriage ref show. So apparently they think it's a good system for marriages. They like have a jury. Have you seen that show? Madonna was even on it.
No.
So they have a jury. They take a video clip of this like squabble happening between a married couple. And then they have jurors rate who's really at fault for the fight. And they have like Madonna as one of the people. I mean, really high end people like
Jerry
Seinfeld. Yeah. And it's hilarious. They're basically being comedy, you know, comedians about it. And then they have a ref on there who actually makes the final decision, and he has no credentials and he's a moron. So why he's making the final decision, the jurors often want to know as well.
But the squabbles are like if you have a motorcycle in your living room versus our cat pees in the toilet and it bothers the husband. And
or like, they had like a hamster on there that the wife was dressing up in clothes. Or like an iguana. I think it was an iguana that she clothed. And so Madonna was saying, no, like the iguana needs to go. Except then they finally found out the husband actually bought it for her, and then they all changed their ruling because they were he can't
complain. It's probably a perfect example of why we got rid of jury trials in divorce cases. The only states that still have jury trials are, I think, Texas and New York. New York, you can actually end up not getting divorced if you can't prove up the grounds. If you can't prove up that they were unfaithful or emotional distress or what whatever, you literally don't get divorced.
Yeah, the jury will say, you have to stay married to this person. And yeah, in Texas, they do still have jury trials.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I think I might do better with certain judges if I had a jury trial, because one of the things we're going to talk about is the judges, how they hate us, how they love us, our little nicknames for them, their little nicknames for us, let's be honest. And so I'm thinking in certain instances, a jury trial may not be a bad thing. Natalie and I should probably start by telling our story of how we met. We were opposing counsels on a case. I'm sure you remember it well, Miss Natalie.
I do.
And we met in her office to discuss the case, and we both kind of at the same time remarked about how the particular judge assigned to this case hated our guts, both of us.
Each of us separately.
Yeah. And we were going to be very interested to see if we went to trial who got treated worse in court. And we were sure, of course, both of us, it would be the latter. And we went into court. And what happened, Natalie? Who was treated worse?
Well, we had a one-day trial, and Marilyn kicked my butt, and she was very successful. Although I have to say, my client was a dirtbag. So.
Her client sucked. I kicked her butt. I could have done it in my sleep. It had nothing to do with Natalie's butt. And so it was the co-core I took down.
So, during trial, the judge was exceptionally rude to me.
Like, she was
demeaning.
She was rude. Almost nice to me for the first time ever.
And you won the contest. Natalie won the contest.
Yeah, so we had a one-day trial, and at the end, we walked, and the judge said, come back in a week. I'm going to think about this and issue my ruling in a week.
It was so hard.
Yeah. And I was like, we walked out and go, I'm so dead. I don't want to come back in a week. Marilyn just kicked my bottom. And the judge hates me, clearly. And then what happened in a week?
Let's say I did worse than my worst case scenario. So the morning of court, the judge says to us, okay, Marilyn, your worst case scenario is like $1,200 in the alimony that your client would pay her. And I'm like, screw that. I'm going to trial. See you in court, mama. So I go in and I have this amazing trial, Kello. And I think the ruling was $1,500. I believe my client paid
your butt.
$300 more than the worst case scenario in the same day.
That was my skills.
That's my skill set. So next time, I prefer to be treated badly. If you're listening, Your Honor, please beat me up in court and rule in my favor.
At the end of the day, Marilyn was hated more than I was. I just took the abuse.
She hid her hatred of me. She was afraid to display it. But the ultimate good news is my client died like 3 days later. So he never even paid 1 month of that spousal support.
Oh my God.
I love my client. I miss you, Ernie. You're a good dude. I'm sorry he died, but that was so awesome because we really hated the wife.
Like it was a small victory in the end. I don't know how, but she did.
Well, in the case that Natalie and I met in Maryland, she was certain that you would say the judge was my boyfriend.
Yes,
she was so certain that he liked me more than her.
Was this your actual boyfriend? Because Casey law clerked for one of the judges in town, and he treated her like his boyfriend.
That was over in California.
No, not that one. One in here that loved her forever after that. He was a sweetheart, but he retired, so your favoritism's over.
That was a different one. That was a different one. Yes, but Natalie thought that this one was my boyfriend. Who won that case, Natalie?
Well, Marilyn won. Casey did win a bunch of rulings throughout, but I have to say at the end that I...
Ultimately.
Took her down.
I just get beat up the whole process, and then at the end, I persevere.
I think we both got screwed a little bit.
Do you see how I say that two or three attorneys can have a different opinion on the same event at all times? Casey and I met in a case where she was accusing my client of being scary and saying that he basically threatened her and she was afraid of him. And Casey is no wimp. So if she was saying she was afraid of him, I was like, she's a liar. She's totally exaggerating, trying to look all like damsel in distress to make my guy look like a jerk. Turns out Casey was right. More right.
Carry a gun.
I wish to state, because my client later threatened me. I'm pretty sure the exact words were, I will tape you to a chair and get your deposition voluntarily or involuntarily in an email. So then I thought, Casey's a genius. I should have listened, or we should double team him and beat his ass. So that's how Casey and I met. That was a lovely
one of the sheriffs actually walked me out of court in that case. You were on the case. He represented himself, and he came over to throw a hot cup of coffee in my face. And the bailiff just stepped in front and grabbed him and then walked us out. Yeah, he was definitely
a lunatic.
A Fruit Loop.
That case certainly could have been the same sheriff that called me and said, your client just got out of jail. He's really pissed at you. He's telling everyone in the hall he's going to come over and kill you. I suggest you take the rest of the day off. And so I did. It was very sweet. We all went to a movie in the office, locked the doors. So I appreciated that little heads up. So same client, probably the same sheriff.
You know, Judge McGee told me once when we were in a case, we were doing a settlement, and I knew that I had the wife and the other side, you know, the husband was there. And I knew he didn't like the case, but he was vicious, this husband. He just, and I didn't see him looking at me because I was never, I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at the judge. And the judge held me back after and said, this man hates you more than anyone I've ever seen, heard of, thought of. You need to protect yourself. And that's when I started bringing a gun to work.
Well, and the scariest thing about our job are those types of threats. And most of the time, I like to be strong for my clients and advocate strongly and not let anyone stare me down. But you just don't know at what point there's some Fruit Loop in the mix who, you know, just will take it upon himself to kind of take revenge. So that's, I think, one of the scariest parts.
Well, Darren Mack.
Yeah.
Look, Sean Metter's life was ruined for how long?
Right.
Over
Darren Well, and
Mack.
All of us, I think, locked our doors. My firm had some cases in front of Judge Weller, and we actually could point out to clients or parties in the case that were like, well, it could be someone we know who's involved in this. So it was scary for the whole, I think, family law community when that happened.
I actually called my male clients, the like five or six I knew hated Weller or were mad at him on a particular ruling while they were doing the chase on the news to see if there were like helicopters in the background of the clients. And like one of them was really out of breath. And I was like, what are you doing right now? What kind of car are you driving? Just checking in, you know, you running for any particular reason?
What kind of car are you driving?
Because Silver. Come on, we represent men. It's not going to be a chick shooting a dude. I mean, and I was like, poor Weller, please God, don't let it be my client. And it wasn't my client. I would happily report. So yeah, that was a really sad, scary time. But there was some humor that came out of it, not about the shooting. And I don't know what the hell the community was thinking with their whole, like, he deserved it because he made my child support $110 a month.
That
like,
was
shut
so
up.
And you know, the support he awarded in that case wasn't even excessive.
No, not at all.
Not in any way.
I'm sorry I gave you joint custody when you're a sociopath. Yeah. So you should certainly be pissed about that.
Right.
Really?
And I make you pay $10,000 when you make probably
$20,000
a month.
Of it.
I know. I know. Yeah. That was ridiculous. That's what I always
and
say.
And he hadn't paid any of it. Right? He'd been
sure.
in the case like 9 months, and that was one of the issues, that he had never paid a dime.
He's not paying it now, baby. He's paying his lawyers instead. So we're going to take a break soon. When we come back, we're going to keep talking crap. And unless you guys call in, it's going to be our show, which is totally fun for us, in case you can't tell. 823-1920 if you guys want to call in. And Facebook is up. I am doing some live chat right now, and so it's really fun. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Not just news, your chance to talk about it. Fox 1270 in the morning with Panama, plus Don Gibbons. Weekdays at 6 on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
Are you a professional single interested in dating but can't seem to find the time? Your professional life is planned out and organized, but your dating life is random, out of control, or completely non-existent? Hi, I'm Jennifer, owner of It's Just Lunch. Maybe it's time you give us a call. Because at It's Just Lunch, we're like your personal assistant. We'll conduct a confidential, in-depth interview to discover the type of person you're looking for in a partner. Then we'll personally select your date based on the information from your interview. There's nothing random about our selection. Once we select your match, we'll make a reservation for either lunch or drinks after work. All of this is done by a real person and not a computer. Your professional life is well planned and successful. Let It's Just Lunch plan your dating life, because your success is our success. If you call today, you'll receive a free professional consultation. Call 852-1001. That's 852-1001. I'm Jennifer, and I'm looking forward to your call.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Fox 1270.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Springsteen?
We're back on. Thanks for holding, you guys. This is the Marilyn York Show, and I swear to God, it's like a concert in here. I feel like lighting a lighter, or isn't the modern day lighting the lighter the cell phone
yes.
move in the concerts? Because all the girls are rocking out to that song, and we're having too much fun. Thank God we're not making any money right now. I feel guilty. Do you guys ever feel guilty because our cases are so fun, and it makes you laugh so much that you have to actually charge for it? I actually do, and my clients get pissed sometimes because they think we're friends. Like, oh my God, you sent me a bill? Because we have so much fun at court. I'm like, I know, it was fun, but sometimes I don't have to apologize. Like, whores don't apologize when they orgasm, do they? They don't, like, give you your money back. Like, thanks for the good time. This one's on the house. I mean, why do I have to apologize? Because I had so much fun.
Okay, seriously. 15 minutes in compared to whores, all right.
I know, exactly.
Remember, we just went to...
I have some really good friends that were my clients. I actually do. Like, two or three of my really good friends now are people who were clients.
Exactly, and you had fun and you bonded, and it was like the trenches for them. They went through Vietnam basically emotionally, and you were there for them. So it's hard not to get close.
I had a guy, he was a massage therapist, and it was a custody case. He did a default. He just said, oh my God, you know, my kid's been living with me for 6 years. I'm
over him.
Forget the court.
Your turn.
No, he was a guy, he was going to ignore the court order. I said, well, you can't do that. So we're preparing for it. And he says to me, you know, this is a really silly job that you have. And I'm thinking to
you
myself,
had no defense.
You know,
she's flipping people off in case thinking, you didn't. Yeah, you guys can't see that, but I will be the court reporter. That is the middle finger coming from Casey Campbell to the left.
And then after the trial, he looked at me and he said, oh, and he got custody back. And he said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I ever said that. And I said, well, you owe me probably 1,000 free massages in addition to my bill.
Yeah, well, good call on the massage.
I do think in this business of family law, we do get into a personal relationship with a lot of our clients because we're going through one of the toughest things with them in
That's
their
right.
life. And they, a lot of them really feel bonded. And I don't know if you get this conversation a lot, but I do, but like, aren't I your favorite client? Don't you like me the best?
Oh,
we have
I
a
know.
Real special bond. And I don't know how to say, like, really, this is
it's like the phenomenon where people fall in love with their gynecologists
right.
for saving their babies. I think we have the same kind of like issue going on with our clients sometimes. I'm not sure they love us.
No, but like a best friend or
absolutely
confidant relationship.
And right. then they forget they get charged.
Yeah. And then you get the bill and then they hate you again.
Well, they haven't taken a poop in 3 days or yeah. they haven't had sex in a week. Okay. Whoa. Way too much. There's no such thing as too much information for me though. That's one of my favorite things about the job.
No,
I
definitely.
Want all the details and photographs because I'm just a voyeur. I'll admit it. I want to see
even
it,
though it's
know
not
it,
necessary.
It.
Even though you can't use it in court.
No. And sometimes I ask him and I give him the disclaimer like, A, I'm not charging you for this because it's irrelevant, but I totally need to know. Like, what the hell were you doing marrying two chicks at the same time? Did you just get all caught up in the moment? You got her pregnant. And you were like, let's get married. We're in Vegas. Oh shit. I'm married to someone else. Oh, wait, I can't say that. So yeah, I mean,
you got the sun.
Did you get a beep?
So seriously, I don't know what people are thinking sometimes. It's amazing. We have a call or two. So let's talk to PJ. What's your question? Let's do a round table on PJ's question. Hit us, Big Daddy.
Well, the first thing is, you know, I think sometimes I probably pay more to my attorney than I would play to a hooker, but she definitely puts out in much better ways.
Totally. Don't you think your lawyer's love lasts longer, too? I mean, as much as the instant gratification, probably a little less, I'll be honest.
Well, I would say the relationship with my lawyer has probably gone on longer than most of my relationships, period. So,
this is probably true.
And I just keep paying her. So,
that's probably why. That's
you need to switch attorneys?
True.
I'll take you.
But the question I have tonight or today or whatever time it is.
If you've been up all night, Tiger, you give it to us.
Let's not go there just yet. But one of the things that I'm questioning is, you know, I feel like I've been in and out of the courts probably more than most family law attorneys in the last few years. And
sad.
At what point does somebody piss off a judge just by sheerly being there over and over and over again?
Good news for you, PJ. They have, what, like 10,000 cases in every courtroom? They don't even remember you. As much as it seems like the center of your universe, you could come in every day and they wouldn't remember you probably. So try not to be remembered because that's not the goal. But as much as you feel like you're there constantly, they have so many cases and see so many people so often, and family law is designed to have so many hearings that it's unlikely, unless you're filing motion after motion that you're losing, that you're going to piss them off. Well, if you actually win a few, then that means you had some merit to them. If you lose, let's say 10 in a row, in my case I have currently, I didn't file them, then you're probably going to start looking like a jerk, especially if the other side lists all 10 and keeps saying they were denied in every opposition they file. That's awkward.
And I agree. I think that your attorney needs to kind of be counseling you a little bit on this. I mean, I'll have clients come in and I'll say, we just had this battle last year and nothing's changed enough, and let's wait until these other circumstances have changed and put you in a better position. So I do think that you can bug attorney judges, and you don't want to go there too often. You want to be there for a legitimate purpose.
Yeah, and I actually think you see this a lot more when they're pro per. When somebody represents
aren't you pro
themselves.
Per right now, PJ? Isn't that what you were saying? You represent yourself right now, right?
Yeah, I'm currently pro per.
And that's what she's saying. Like, the problem is that pro pers or people without lawyers don't know what they're doing. No offense. And so you have to file things more than once usually to get it right. And I think courts are more sympathetic to that unless it doesn't annoy them as much as a lawyer filing over and over.
I think, though, if yes and no. I think that if you have, see, because once you file a case, you're always in the same court in front of the same judge.
Oh, yeah.
So I do sometimes think they do remember you if, and like Marilyn, you said, especially if you're losing them, and they will hold it against. I've got a case with Judge Hardy right now where he's definitely held it against the pro per on the other side. Who's
some
filed
of them earn
bogus
it.
Motion after bogus motion.
If it's not bogus and you're just having trouble navigating the legal system, you should be okay. But don't be a stalker and make the judge get a restraining order against you, okay?
And request the same stuff over and over. Same
yeah.
relief.
Yeah. Does that answer your question, PJ? Are you scared?
Well, yeah, well, you know, I live in fear, but, you know, hey, talking to three women at one time, it's the best four-way I've had.
Nice.
But the other question I have, sorry about that. Yeah, Dad, don't go there. The other question I have is, in a custody kind of battle situation, at what point do you just kind of lay low and say, okay, I fought this battle, I didn't turn out the way I wanted, at what point do you keep fighting it or hold off a little bit and regroup? And, you know, what are some of the timelines and some of the events that you go, okay, now something has changed, or now this is better for me to really push the difference?
I use, if there's some major significant event, obviously that's a basis. But otherwise, as a rule of thumb, I use kind of like each place when your child's in a different place as far as their developmental growth. Might be a new time to relook at the order. So maybe every 2 years or so. How old's your child or children that you're dealing with in the custody sense?
The current one I'm in the battle with, she just turned 5, getting ready to go to kindergarten. We've got, you know, a lot of different pieces to that puzzle. And the current order even states that a review has to be done before first grade. But
so
I want to know what I need to do to really make sure that I go, hey, look, let's review this order for real and not just because, oh, duh, the date's coming.
If it really works the way it is, you don't need to review. If it's not working or it doesn't provide what goes on, whose school the child goes to, or the schedule that you have won't work once she's in school because of the distance between houses or something, you will need to relook at it. I mean, that's the reality of it.
And especially if the order's directing you to do it before she enters first grade. So she's entering kindergarten this coming September, then probably a year out or so is time to start, because you have mediation and a whole process. And if you want to get that wrapped up before the first, you know, before first grade starts, you need to start in plenty of time for that.
I agree.
Now, will a judge be like, well, you know, hey, we've kind of seen this. Not too much has changed. I mean, what? How do you get a judge to really take a look at this?
You don't need to, because you already had an order that told you to do it, so you don't need to try as hard.
So they look right at it and say, oh, hey, this is a brand new almost situation.
Well, and the order provided for a review, so you're asking for what the order provides. You're following the court order.
Right.
That's also way less of a burden than a, you know, starting from scratch situation. Thanks for calling, PJ. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Adriana and tell me if I'm saying your name wrong, because it's usual for me to do something like that. So what's your question, Adriana?
That's perfect, Marilyn. Hey, I was just calling. I was curious to know why it is that the person who files a TPO is the person who gets an advocate instead of both parties.
Well, I guess they're automatically the fake victim, and I say fake because I have a bias. So the court will give them an advocate to sit in court, although I haven't seen those ladies in there as much lately, so I guess you got to be a super whiner to score one of those chicks at your side.
No, I think those advocates, though, come in, they help them with the
paperwork, but I see them in the courtroom. I used to see them more often. Now I see them in the back of the courtroom more, but they don't talk, so it's like a false sense of security. So these poor women are in there like, I have an advocate. No, you don't. You have, like, a dead person next to you because they don't even whisper to you, and they never talk to the court. So it's just like a warm body. You might as well bring a hot dude next to you. You might get more confidence out of it. I don't know what their role is, but you're the alleged victim when you file for a restraining order, and so that gives you the, benefit.
I mean, with the TPO office, the thing is this. There is domestic violence, and there are legitimate people who need that service. The problem is people take advantage of it and go in there and get them under false circumstances, and you're right. People who are charged then have to go out and hire counsel or represent themselves, and it's a much bigger burden on them.
But you know what I've seen, actually, one of the nice things that's been happening in say about the last 3 years.
Somebody has to be the cheerleader, Casey. Why not you?
I will be the cheerleader. It has gotten a lot better. The affidavit for
and
the application
out loud
and just be serious. If somebody got a TPO on this,
yeah,
but it's gotten a lot better.
They
screen them much more carefully. A few slip through the cracks, but I think they tend to err on the side of protecting the victim, and the good thing is that, you know, you are getting the hearings more quickly now.
That's
so that the other person can come in and say, hey, this isn't true, and
give their side.
We have more judges and more courtmasters now, so it's the system's moving along faster, and our biggest man hater retired, let's just say it. So that is why the system has improved. I'm Casey and I are mouthing to each other who that is. She knows.
Awesome.
See, she can't even disagree. That has totally cleaned the system up. Ding dong, the witch is dead. That's all I have to say.
All views expressed here are
straight
of
to
Maryland
AG
York
double
York.
Hockey sticks for me. Thank you for calling, Adrienne. I hope
Thank
that answered
you.
Your question.
My husband said that at my funeral, he's going to have the song play, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
That is so endearing. And he loves her, people. He loves
her.
He's
a Fox News fan, John. I hope you're out there listening.
I know. Casey's on the Fox News. This is totally fun. I wish I could do this every week. We call this the Breakfast Club because these are my girls. We like to have breakfast and talk crap about the family court. It's our total, isn't it, like our favorite way to feel better about our crappy parts and the job, or talk crap about lawyers.
I think sometimes at the end of the day, it's a rough job. You know, you're handling people's problems. You're taking those on. You feel like the system's against you. You get a bad ruling. And it's nice to talk to other people who have similar stories.
Sharing
and it's not
it.
Just me. You know, it's exactly what Marilyn's going through and Casey's going through.
And we compare like hate mail of the week. Like my client did this to me or my opposing counsel. There's one in particular when we come back from the break.
Yes.
We're going to talk about
TT.
Yeah, TT. And there's another one whose name is Dick, and so I call him the biggest little dick in the world. And so he's not very good to women. He's not very good to women. And we experience this old boy network that we broke into as females, and it's a rough place to break into sometimes. I have some scars from it. So we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, and you guys are going to be interested in hearing just how much crap we get and how we enjoy it behind the scenes. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a few minutes after we hear a word from our sponsors.
Up late? Phil Hendry will keep you laughing overnight, 1 to 4 a.m. on Fox News Radio 1270.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with t-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net, not com.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
You know you want to quit smoking. Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
I want to forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh. It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try, but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it, uh-huh. Cause you don't talk to the water boy.
On the Marilyn York Show, and thanks for holding on, you guys. We are going to talk about the biggest little dick in the world. And that's not offensive, because that's his name, people. So don't be calling in complaining. That is his name. Not the whole thing, obviously, but you'd think so if you experienced the joy that is him. One of my favorite things he did to me when I was like 25 and his opposing counsel was open the door on the way into the front of the courtroom and slam it into my knees every day on the way into court. After he tried to run me off the road all the way there.
That's because you're twice as tall as him.
That was an issue for him. He often would tell the court, honestly, he would say, I physically want to hurt Miss York. And I'm like, let's go, little one. What are you, like 5'2"? Let's go right now. Actually, I was scared crapless because I was young and young.
And how did the court protect you?
I believe their response was try to refrain yourself.
Until recess.
Little dick. And I was like, wow, thanks for your comfort.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I had one with little dicks as well. And of course, I was telling Marilyn before, the judge actually did protect me in court.
What a concept.
And
the judge who was called the most sexist judge in Red Book,
he was
very protective of women. What a concept.
He was a great judge, actually.
I know.
He married my husband and me.
Aww.
And he basically looked at little dick and and read him the riot.
Dressed him down, as they say in the military.
And then told me, don't even bother responding. The thing about Little Dick that's really horrible and that we've talked about before is whenever he loses, you know, because, you know, you're going to win some, lose some in this business.
Yeah, but
whenever he loses, instead of just saying, hey, I lost, you did a good job, blah, blah, shake.
Because he knew he was going to lose, because he took an unreasonable legal position, time number 50 million.
Whichever. And then instead of that, what he does is say, you're unethical. That's his favorite line.
That's why you won.
He loses, the other side has to be unethical.
I got called unethical by him. It's true.
Oh, of course. He does it all the time. He never reports you to the bar, which, by the way, if you think somebody's unethical,
you actually have an obligation.
That's right. but he never does that.
Well, because you're making it up. My other favorite is someone that's in town who is totally a wife beater. I know it. And he's always like dropping B-I-T-C-H. I can actually say bitch. Calling me that or other four-letter words and like hanging the phone up on me and going terrorist and making me cry in his office. Years ago. I now, one, have a thicker skin. I dare you to try to make me cry. And B, don't go to his office. And C, he's not allowed to call my office 10 years later because he's that psychotic.
Guess you guys experience... can't say his name.
I know, Schmanson. Do you guys experience this with other male attorneys? Do you get, you know, personal attacks or threats?
Oh, I had, especially, you know, it's not so bad anymore, especially with our family court, because it's a much smaller bar. But back, you know, 20 years ago, I remember one that literally in court came over, threatened me in court and called me a bitch. He said, you bitch, in this just horrific voice. And my client actually was excited because he was hoping that he said, let him hit you, so he could deck him. I was like, no, that isn't going to happen.
I actually don't want to be hit. Thank you.
No, not quite.
You deck him later. Okay. I had a court hearing with a judge in Carson City who retired, and he told me to shut up every time I made an objection. And I had a male client next to me. He's like, I feel like I have to defend your honor in a bar. I want to jump over this table and beat him. And I'm like, no, that's not probably going to help the ruling. But every time I'd be like, objection, your honor, here, say, shut up, Miss York. Wow.
Well, I think there's a
awkward. Are you going to rule on that? Shut up. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Are you going to rule on my objection there, Looney? It was unbelievable. And the court reporter actually typed shut up because I got the transcript for humor to see if I was being sensitive that day. And there were 17 shut ups. I'm like, wow, awkward.
Yeah, that's somebody you report to the...
Sit tight, Jake. We're going to get to you in one sec when we're done loving on each other. So we have a caller holding. Go ahead, though, Natalie. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I do think that some of these men attorneys think that they can intimidate you into submission. And it's very, you know, if you're a woman and you're strong, then you're a B-I-T-C-H. But if you're a man in that position, you'd be a strong advocate for your client. So it's very frustrating. I recently had a very distinguished a male attorney accuse me of hacking into his computer, and he was going to make sure that I was going to be federally prosecuted for what I did because he committed malpractice and attached his email correspondence with his clients to his motion, and that's how he was going to get me to stand down. And, you know, screw him.
You should be that good.
You know what?
You're like a secret hacker.
That just reminded me. I had just recently, about a year ago, an attorney on the other side calling me the C word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got that.
Referring to me as
Schmanson did that to me.
Oh, God,
and
I couldn't believe it.
We have another attorney in town we like to call Teets for our own edification, secret nickname purposes. Teets made recent threats to me on my voicemail at work and told me to leave the community now.
Leave
the community now. And then sent me a follow-up email with bullet points explaining why I needed to leave the community now. He, of course, told the court he's going to apologize, and it's been almost, I think, 8 months. I'm still waiting for that apology. Just go ahead and give me a shout-out, Teets, because I won't take your call. Yeah. Anyway, so we're kind of sick of it. Jake, do you want to beat us up? Do it. Talk some smack, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I just I joined your fan club, and I just saw
it. Yay, Jake.
Neat, you know?
Did you see these hot babes in the studio right now? I took their pictures.
So is that? Okay, let me go see.
Get on that.
You know what? I'll have to figure it out. I'm a little slow.
You're not a Facebook hero.
But yeah, you know, I figured that. Yeah, I think that judge actually was onto something, you know, is what I was thinking. When I just overhearing on the phone.
Which judge?
You know, I'll be telling you shut
the
up.
The one telling you to shut
I'm
up.
The one telling you to shut up. I know. I totally earn it most of the time, Jake. That was just a weird time to do it. I was like, wow, did we date? Because that was my first hearing in front of him. I was like, awkward.
I don't have a lot to add to this. I just wanted to be like, hey, look, it's me. I am listening. You know,
Jake
is
the big friendly giant. Jake and I went to high school together. I know your voice. Jake's awesome.
Hi, Jake.
Jake, do you want to tell the story about you getting kicked out of government class permanently because we had sex ed and they said, what are your choices with a baby you don't want to keep? Adoption, abortion, or keeping the baby? And those, and Jake's like, what about throwing it in a dumpster? Remember that, Jake?
Yeah. That was,
hope you don't have kids,
school,
Jake.
Though, you know?
Jake was young.
I just read an article about, you know, something they were doing in China because of the, you know, one kid rule they had. And they were finding all these. It was like on 60 Minutes
or
something.
Are they baby dumpstering? Are they taking your advice from high school?
I don't know. I'm just saying that that's where I got the information. It was the media.
You were totally cutting edge.
I blame society.
Really?
You were current
events. Yeah,
current
that
events.
Wasn't my fault at
all. I thought it was an overreaction, Jake, in your defense. Like, you were being funny. You're a big jock at school. You have to, you know, get some chicks. It's not your fault. And I thought it was funny, but the sex ed teacher, she had less than a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, well, I think she was going through some hard times.
She was going through some hard times.
Well, they addressed that.
It was probably inappropriate.
They address that option now by letting you drop your baby off at a hospital, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. With no questions asked.
Yeah, see, that wasn't an option.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Jake. We're going to go to...
Okay,
we have to go to a commercial. I think Jake had kids in the background while we were talking about dumpster dumping your children, ironically. So we have to give a little shout out to my favorite sponsor, Junkie, which is an amazing store. And one of the things when we get back we're going to talk about is bad dressing. Walmart onesies, sweatpants when you clearly don't work out, not a court outfit, okay, people? And so when we talk about makeovers when we come back on, gay attorneys in town that dress like they're straight because they have no style, like, isn't that the point of being a gay man? So Junkie Clothing Exchange at 960 South Virginia Street is one of your options to not look like an idiot. It's open every day, people, from 11 to 7. After work hours, you have no excuse to look stupid anymore. Get in there, and Jessica, who owns it, will even help dress you, because clearly you can't dress yourself, so please do not do it alone. Go in there and get Jessica as your sponsor, and she'll get you some good outfits, and you can totally afford them, so don't use your, I have 15 kids, I can't afford clothes. You totally can at Junkie. It's 8,800 square feet. You can certainly find something better than your Walmart onesie. And we'll be back after the break, you guys, on the Marilyn York Show. 823-1920 when we come back.
Michael Savage is live weekday afternoons at 3 on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with t-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Trucks provide us with over 90% of our daily goods. Without trucks, we'd all be starving and naked. The trucks of today are safer than they ever have been. However, one of the biggest hazards on our roads concerning trucks is the no zone. Here's a good rule. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's side view mirror, they can't see you. Also, trucks need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars do, so don't cut in front too soon after passing. Look for the whole front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front. Then, don't slow down. The Nevada Motor Transport Association and Nevada's professional truck drivers are committed to making our roadways safer. Although drivers make many important stops during the day, delivering medicine to our hospitals, food and clothing to our stores, and munitions to our armed forces, they are just like you. Because the last stop of the day is the most important stop. When we all arrive safe at home.
For more information on trucks and their contribution to safer roads, visit our website at nmta.com.
Fox 1270.
I've got this energy beneath my feet, like something underground's gonna come up and carry me. I've got this sentimental heart that beats, but I don't really mind that it's starting to get to me now. So why do you waste my time? Is the answer to the question on your mind? And I'm sick of all my judges. They're so scared of what they'll find.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, and hopefully my mic sounds better. We had a little difficulty. I'm not supposed to talk about that on air, but I just want to, like, there's a lawyer joke here. Like, how many lawyers does it take to fix a microphone? I swear, we were in here totally scrambling. Like, Del's like, plug it in, make sure it's plugged in, and we're, like, all retarded. Like, what?
Casey fixed it. Let's do a shout out.
Casey was, like, the dude. She's on top. We're, like, damsels in distress. We're the lipstick.
She knew how to plug it in.
Okay, so we're going to talk crap about Walmart onesies. So like, certain attorneys come in, like, this Walmart onesie, which is, like, an all-connected fake polyester suit with the vest built on it. And I know that you guys know exactly who I'm talking about. And it goes up the front, camel toe style. And it's hideous. Or there's another one. Actually, Natalie's giving me names on the pod. And the name she gave is the second offender, who wears sweatpants to court that are, like, stretch pants. And they have, like, a runner in it. And, like, this woman has never worked out in her life. Okay, stop wearing athletic wear to court ever, especially when athletics are not your strong.
But her picture in the bar directory, like, I don't know what happened. Was someone holding her face back, or, like, had she lost weight just for the picture?
I think it was, like, just a, you know, cover shot back in the mall day. You know, like, all bangs covering, like, half her chins.
Like that one attorney that you see, I won't say her name, and it's always a glamour shot, side shot, and it's all filtered. Shot. It's like a crack up.
And then you see,
and that's
like,
a 25-year-old picture. Time to change.
So that's a bad outfit. And then there's the dudes. Like, there's one dude who doesn't ever change his clothing.
Let's see the name. Oh, yeah.
And he wears the same outfit, like his court outfit, every day. And then there's another guy that doesn't ever, like, take a shower, and his hair's, like, hanging in his eyes so he can't even see.
What about the woman who never cuts her hair, even though she's 40 and it just looks bad hanging down your back and it doesn't cover up your 300-pound body?
No.
Who, like, is it?
It's on that paper. I'm not saying
that. We have names. We're showing. I'm sorry you guys can't participate. I don't know why we protect these people, but I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Okay.
They're nice people. They just have bad.
This is an addresser, but have you guys ever fought with someone or had the attorney who is arguing so forcefully that he's sweating and his sweat and he turns his head?
Are you talking about Schmanson again?
Oh my God.
And it hits you and you feel it. I feel like I need to have, like, some type of sports guard up. Like, I didn't know this is a physical.
Like Gallagher, like, pull the sheet up.
Gallagher.
I don't want your man.
I don't want that sweat on me. Thank you.
Seriously. And that guy, what about the other attorney in town that has lesions on his face that last, like, 9 to 10 months at a time? I call him Mr. Burns because he's, like, old and decrepit and skinny. And
like from The Simpsons?
Yeah, and totally has lesions.
Write the names down.
Yeah. And I'm like, seriously, why don't you get your HIV
treatment
with some medication? I mean, but there's a few gay men that dress amazing.
Yes.
Big Gay Bob or whatever it is from... what is it, South Park?
That would actually be Big Gay Al.
Bob, thank you, Del, for the shout out. I suck at
South
Park.
Thanks for asking. Yeah.
That guy, he dresses amazing in court. And then there's some other gay guys where you're like, shouldn't you dress better? You're gay.
You're gay.
You look like you're a park ranger.
Yeah,
like,
step it up.
Neutrals, not attractive.
Maybe they're just trying to pretend they're straight.
Seriously.
No. Yeah.
That's a good way to do it, though, because mom jeans are bad enough on moms, but on men, they're really bad. I mean, what are these people doing?
Well, what about our lesbian family law contingency? I mean, there's some issues with their dressing and hair.
Do good dressers, but bad hair.
Yeah, we have like a, and she's lying about good dressers, actually. Good dressers if you're a man, okay? And I don't care. If you want to be a lesbian, do it. But male clothes, like we all complain when we have male babies that there's not enough clothes for them. Why do you emulate that when you're an adult female? You can be a little bit butch and still have style, like wear a leather jacket, wear some cool jeans.
And why is the mullet an attractive and an okay hairdo for a lesbian?
And why
to have?
Can't you color your
hair? Oh, I'm going to get called out, aren't I? I love the gays. I'm sorry.
But oh, that's lesbian, why you try so you that now. Mm-hmm.
Like you can't color your hair anymore. I have to go natural and have a dude's haircut. Not a good dude's haircut. Not the cool spiky like faux hawk. No. The bad feather mullet. Like
blows. Exactly.
Like, I let my hair dry with the car window down. And it's furry, like the fur hair. Come on.
And I just noticed that every...
Seriously, they start looking like each other, too. Like, oh, one ugly one, let's have two ugly.
We're probably going to get sued for sexual discrimination.
No,
yeah. We're just trying to make them
you
look better.
Better. You don't have to be super lipstick, but don't look like each other with the same
exactly.
bad hair.
Exactly.
Seriously. We're going to do a What Not to Wear breakout session in Ely, which is our annual family law conference.
Let's do a makeover.
And I asked the president of the family law conference, and I said, can we do that? You know, like a half-hour breakout? And he's all, it's going to take at least 3 hours. Like a half hour is not enough. Like,
but let's just say the judges do recognize that there can be lipstick lesbian. At least I hope they do, because when I was having a one-on-one conversation with one of the judges, and they thought that I heard I was single and 40, they said, "Oh, are you gay?" And I said, "No."
That hurts in light of the conversation we had.
Exactly.
But you guys can get on Facebook and scope Natalie's hair. She's not a bad lesbian haircut. And it's freshly done. So. Anyway, you guys are going to not hear from me soon because the show is over. And thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. I'm going to do birth control next week. And it's going to be an amazing show. And I want you guys to call in and tell us your birth control catastrophes. And the best part of next week is I'm going to wear the Stadium Gal, which is a female peeing device that has a bag that you strap to your leg and a little attachment that one size fits all, like all our vajay.
Well, you have to cut it around, it said. Cut around your vajayjay to make sure it fits your vajayjay.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, one size fits all vajayjay scares me. But I'm going to sit in the studio, I'm not kidding, during the show, I'm going to pee into it. And I'm going to take the temperature periodically of the urine because my concern is it gets cold. And then I have this cold bag of pee strapped to my leg. And I'm going to review it on air because it's kind of a genius device when you have a small bladder like me. And I'm interested in sharing with the public what it's like. I also, by the way, purchased a gal on the go, I believe it's called. It's a like sort of a fake penis apparatus you attach. You can pee standing up. It comes in lovely purple. It's like a lilac shape. Yeah. And I'm gonna do that too, but not on the show, just because I'm not in a urinal. I know that shocks you guys because I talk like I'm in a urinal, but I'm not actually in a urinal. So I'm gonna review that separately and maybe just Facebook some photos. Just kidding. Nobody wants to see that.
She's not kidding. Believe me, she's not kidding.
Appropriate shot, like a side saddle. I will. So anyway, I'm gonna do that during the birth control show. And you guys were amazing. It was great. This is like my favorite group of Breakfast Club delights, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us have our Breakfast Club. You're like a fly on the wall for us reviewing our family law conference. And boys that are listening, men, male attorneys, stop it. Stop having penis envy over us. We're women. Stop it. I'm done with the abuse. We're going to start beating you behind the scenes or having our men beat you up or something cool.
Bubba's coming.
Seriously.
Or we'll just keep beating him in court.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Yeah.
We have awesome family law funny stories, too, that we should have shared. And I will start sharing them more often because I have some good ones. And these girls have some great ones. So we'll have you guys back. And thank you guys for listening. And get on Facebook if you want to check us out in 823-1920 for next week. And themarilynyorkshow.com is the other place that you can send your email questions. And I'm going to take my biggest fans to lunch after this. And I'm very excited about meeting them. John Owens is his name and his wife, Sally. And thank you guys for listening every week loyally. And I'm looking forward to lunch with you. If the rest of you want to meet me for some sick and unknown reason, get on Facebook. I'm not afraid of it. And thanks to you guys, Casey and Natalie. And
thank you, Marilyn. Pictures.
Natalie's single,
it was
boys.
Fun, thanks.
So you can try to hit on her through me. I will pimp her. Casey's not, which is why we didn't show you her boobies, because they're not for you. So if you guys are interested, you go through me, baby.
talk radio that's fun to listen to. 12